Hi, fellow runner. My name is Roman, and I welcome you to the Happy Runner podcast, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. Just recently, I came across a post on social media from a fellow runner asking others, "Why do you run?" It's probably one of the best questions you can ask yourself. Why am I running? But before I dive into the topic, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you want to support the podcast, share it on social media and tag me. That helps get the word out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. Now, I talk a lot about running with different runners from all around the world. And I always ask them about their running history. But if I'm not wrong, I never asked someone, "Why are you running? Why did you start running?" So let me be the first one to answer this question. All of you listening for a while to this podcast know that I'm not the youngest anymore. And those of you new to the podcast just found out. The first time I got attracted to running was when I was around 12 or 13 years old, watching a marathon on TV. I dreamed about running one day, someday in the future. It was back in the 1980s, and there were not many marathons back then. If I'm remembering it correctly, it was the Vienna City Marathon that I was watching. Now, fast forward. I started running when I got into triathlon. I was 24 years old and training for my first Olympic distance triathlon. But running was not the most likable sport to me. I felt it required just too much effort. And since my friends at that time were not into running, I actually felt a bit stupid. And then many years later, I had a knee injury and a surgery. But just after I came out of the hospital, two buddies I know decided to run a marathon. And it crossed my mind again. I could remember Mini-Me watching the Vienna City Marathon on TV. Since walking and jogging in combination with biking was part of my recovery process, I gave it another try. Without a coach, without a training plan. Just doing what I know now was not the best. Running almost every run way too fast. But slowly, I was able to build up my distance to 5K. Over a few months, even to 10K. But my dream of running a marathon was still only a dream. I gave it a thought, but I was sure that I would not be able to run for 42 kilometers. But my two buddies decided to run first a half marathon and then start training for the marathon distance. And somehow I thought that I should be able to run those 21K. So from 10K, I went to 12K, then up to 15, and my longest run before my first half marathon was 18 kilometers long. And another 2 years forward. I ran my first two half marathons, but suddenly I had personal problems. I was getting a divorce. And with two little girls, well, let's just say that I was not in a happy place. But I found time every now and then to go out for a run. And while running, I felt alive and happy again. I never did a run streak, but I went out at least 3 days a week and I ran for about an hour. With that, my personal problems were somehow more manageable. I found solutions for almost everything. I could think straight while running. Now to the present. I ran my marathon. Well, to be honest, a few of them, and the next one is just in a few weeks. But if you ask me why I'm running, well, the answer would be that mostly for mental health, as tool of stress relief to work, and well, yes, to be fit and healthy. That would be, in short, the answer to the question. And yes, I will continue to run. I love being a runner, part of a global community that communicates over different channels. And having running buddies from all over the world, it's such a great feeling. As a runner, I got the idea about the Run and Smile community. From there on, this podcast was born. And also the cooperation with Top 4 Running as a brand ambassador for the online store. I don't see this as additional work. I love and I enjoy doing all the stuff. So yes, I enjoy being a runner. I'm happy to be a runner, a happy runner. And I truly hope there are many more runs in front of me. Slow runs, fast runs, well, fast to my standards. Maybe, if I stay healthy, even a marathon or two. And if not, well, then I'm just gonna run for myself, for my physical and mental health. In the end, the most important thing is to enjoy each and every run and being able to smile while running. So stay healthy, stay positive, stay happy, remember why you are running, and run with a smile on your face. I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running buddies. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. Thank you, stay healthy, and happy running!